Cool fact, a crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Also, you can get health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. UnitedHealthcare short-term insurance plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage for you. Learn more at uh1.com.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot. We charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hello and welcome to Behind the Headlines, a brand new podcast from The Independent. I'm Ben Kelly, and each episode we'll be speaking to our correspondents and other experts to better understand what is happening around us, across the world of politics, culture, sport, and more. Today, I'm joined by our Washington Bureau Chief, John T. Bennett. Welcome, John.
Thanks for having me.
John, we're now just less than 100 days away from the US presidential election in which Donald Trump will be challenged by the Democratic candidate Joe Biden. A former VP himself, Biden is expected to announce in the coming days who his own running mate will be in that race to the White House. Crucially, Biden has indicated he will choose a woman as his running mate. We've seen female VP candidates before. The Democrats had one in 1984. The Republicans, of course, had Sarah Palin in 2008. So if I start, John, by asking you, when you consider how gender equality has become such a prominent issue in recent years, it's almost more important than ever that Biden had to make this choice to diversify the ticket.
Well, it certainly seemed that way maybe a month ago. I almost fell off my chair, however, this morning. A new poll that was released this morning by Politico and Morning Consult tells a very different story. Only 28% of those surveyed said it's important that the former vice president choose a person of color as his running mate. And only slightly more, 32%, said that the running mate needs to be a woman. So while you have these really strong opinions and under the Democrats' big tent, if you will, you know, once you get into the poll, you see Democrats feel very different about that. But just nationwide, this is not as big of a deal maybe as it is in Democratic and media circles. This is not the first poll to show this. These numbers are a little lower than previous polls. And I, like I said, I was very surprised. This poll shows, and this is the latest data we have, is the reason I highlight it so much. Majorities or near majorities of the folks polled here prefer executive experience or legislative experience. They want someone who can help Joe Biden get things done, rebuild kind of the federal policymaking apparatus, work with Congress, which, as we know, George W. Bush had trouble with, especially after the Iraq invasion. Barack Obama had a terrible time with the Republican-controlled Congress, especially the Senate. I was a congressional reporter in that part of my life. And I can tell you the 44th president had very, very little success with Congress and never really tried that hard with Congress. And that's because Mitch McConnell, of course, said he wasn't going to work with Barack Obama. So what you see in this and other polls is Americans want to get things done, but they, you know, there is this push on the left. This is not a problem for Joe Biden because, you know, he's got some very qualified women candidates and women of color candidates that he's considering that check all those boxes that voters want experience wise. So he is in. This is breaking. This is something else that's breaking for Joe Biden. He gets to make his base happy. And really that progressive wing of his own voting base. And he gets to pick someone with the right kinds of experience that I think more moderate voters are looking for. And this will be about suburban moderates as much as anyone.
Yeah, that's really interesting. You're right. You can't really go wrong with this kind of choice. And you kind of touched on this, but Further to the pressure that's come onto Biden about choosing a woman, you then also have the context of Black Lives Matter, the recent racial debates, and obviously a lot of people within the Democratic Party very, very keen that he does choose a woman of color. Do you think that's something that he's likely to respond to as well?
Sure. He's responding to that. He's already responded to that. He's all but said this will be a person of color. I think polls like the one I was talking about, I think only 25% of those surveyed in this new poll said they would like, they want Mr. Biden to pick someone more progressive or more liberal than he is. That's not the first poll. That number just gets lower and lower. So I think someone like Elizabeth Warren, we may be talking about Treasury Secretary Warren this time next year. I think there are other places for the more progressive folks. But I think Biden is smart enough to know and read this moment. Protests are still going on months after George Floyd's death and some other deaths of Black people in custody or interacting with, shall we say, white police officers. So, I think it's a pretty safe bet that this will be a person of color and will be a woman of color.
Yeah. And let's talk about some names. The first one, really, she's on everyone's lips at the moment, is Kamala Harris. She is very much the favorite. People will remember that she ran for president herself. She obviously dropped out of the race some months back. She did clash with Biden in a few of those debates. And she's very well presented, but also very, very intelligent, very experienced. Remind us some more about who she is and why she might be a good choice.
Well, I'm a big American football fan, and every year we have the National Football League has its college draft where the professional teams pick college players to join their teams. Quarterbacks usually either go number one or really high in the draft. It's a quarterback league. Kamala Harris is that quintessential, pardon the football analogy here, but she is that quintessential pro-style quarterback. She can make every throw that Joe Biden needs her to make on the political field, if you will. Some of the other folks, they don't have the same kind of experience. She's been a senator for a while. She was a state attorney general in California. Oh, by the way, California is one of the most diverse states. It may be still the most populous. I can't remember, but there are a lot of complex legal things that go on in a state like California. The regions are very different. Northern California is very different than Southern California. You've got the middle part of the state. You kind of got the wine country area. You've got the area more to the east in California. It's just, there's a lot going on. There's water disputes with other states. There's been racial tension out there with police and other things. And she just, when you're attorney general in a state like that, you just pick up so much experience with so many different issues. She's been at the forefront of some legislative pushes. She's really been so involved for so many years that, she's just got, she checks more boxes than some of the other candidates. But there is one thing that could trip her up here. She decided to go after Joe Biden. He was the front runner for a while, especially last year and early this year before the coronavirus and Biden pulled ahead. She decided to go after him in some of the debates and in some of her public comments. Reports are they've kind of mended the fence, but Joe Biden was a very hands-on vice president. I saw it up front as a White House correspondent. He was very close to Barack Obama. He was the last one in the room before Obama made most decisions. Does he feel like he can trust Kamala Harris after she went after him? I think that is really playing on his mind. If it wasn't, I think we would have seen him announce a pick this week like he said last week he was going to do. Now he's kicked it one more week. So I think he's weighing that very question. Can he trust her?
And obviously politicians are very good at sort of swallowing these things and stomaching it to get on with the job. Is it perhaps a case that they're more worried about how to fend off attacks from the Republicans, who might say, you know, you two were at each other's throats not that long ago.
Very well could be. This is the Biden campaign is a very professional outfit. You know, they picked up staffers, senior staffers from the other Democratic campaigns as candidates dropped out. And it has just gotten more and more professional. And you can feel it interacting and just watching what they're doing and what they're doing with the candidate. And, you know, his speeches have gotten crisper and better. Social media has gotten more prolific and more really sharper attacking the president. So absolutely, they are probably, she's on the short list. So that is part of what they're doing behind the scenes. If he does select her, to your point, you know, how do we fend off those Republican criticisms? You know, all the 30-second ads in all the key swing states of Harris's in her own voice attacking what would be her running mate, they better be ready.
So if not her, let's look further down the list. I'm looking at a few in particular here, and I'll ask you what you think of them. I'm looking at, in particular, Stacey Abrams, Tammy Duckworth, Val Demings, and Susan Rice. Let's start with Stacey Abrams. She's got an awful lot of international media for someone who is quite a small player in regional politics. Is that correct? Why would she be in the mix?
Ms. Abrams was the Democratic candidate for governor in Georgia and really gave the Republican down there, Brian Kemp, who's a Trump ally, gave him a real run for his money. And, you know, she had been, like a lot of politicians, she was a state legislature. In fact, she was the state House minority leader and kind of came out of nowhere. Folks didn't expect her to be that competitive in Georgia. But she waged a really tough campaign and became kind of a national figure in just a matter of weeks. And she's been kind of a social advocate. She's been an activist. She really speaks to that Black Lives Matter part of the Democratic coalition. And, you know, if Joe Biden thinks that he's pretty solid here with white college-educated suburban voters in the right places, those right 6, 7, 9 swing states, and he thinks what puts him over the top or maybe even gives him a mandate to govern, should he win, is driving out the Black vote, then you could see him pick someone like Stacey Abrams.
And if we look at Tammy Duckworth, again, we've seen quite a lot of her internationally because she's just a really remarkable figure. Tell us more about her.
Yeah, Senator Duckworth, lost both legs in a combat accident in Iraq. She was an Army helicopter pilot, Army officer. And, you know, now she is a United States Senator. She has been a big defender of the former vice president. She's been a big critic of Donald Trump. She checks boxes that a lot of the other candidates don't, of course, with her combat experience. Donald Trump, of course, did not go to the Vietnam War or did not join the military. He had the deferments because of at least what a doctor was willing to call were bone spurs. So, you know, that's an immediate contrast with both he and Vice President Mike Pence, that Senator Duckworth would be able to hit time and again. Maybe we'll have some rallies, some small events, but, you know, even in a debate with Mike Pence, she can draw that distinction with him. And again, this is going to be about moderate Republican voters who are just sick and tired of all the Trump antics and those few remaining moderates, especially in suburban areas, in those swing states. I can't say that enough. This will be an election about 9 states. So somebody with combat experience and such serious combat injuries, could really help Joe Biden again in those 9 states, because that's what's going to matter here.
Yeah. And in that respect, she really kind of champions some of the values that the Republicans hold very dear. So she's almost treading on their territory with that sort of, you know, pro-military, patriotic vibe that she puts out.
Right. And she's from a state, Illinois. If you've ever been to the Chicago area and you've also been to Southern Illinois, you will know that she knows how to talk to folks in red cities and counties. Those are, you know, Illinois, like a lot of U.S. states, depending on where you are in the state, they're very different places. It's almost, it can be very confusing to think you're in the same state when one minute you're talking to a conservative county and you're surrounded by cornfields, and 4 hours later you're surrounded by more liberal folks in downtown Chicago. So she knows how to cross over for sure.
Normally being a little extra can be a bit much, but when it comes to healthcare, it pays to be extra. And United Healthcare makes it easy with Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they supplement your primary plan, helping you manage out-of-pocket costs without the usual requirements and restrictions like deductibles and enrollment periods. So when it comes to covering your medical bills, you can feel good about being a little extra. Visit uh1.com to find the Health Protector Guard plan for you.
Ready to pop the question? The jewelers at BlueNile.com have got sparkle down to a science with beautiful lab-grown diamonds worthy of your most brilliant moments. Their lab-grown diamonds are independently graded and guaranteed identical to natural diamonds, and they're ready to ship to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
A name we probably haven't heard much of here is Val Demings, but she comes from one of those swing states that you were talking about, which is Florida.
Yes, Florida. Florida is the most important state on the electoral map. And I've talked to some Republican strategists in recent days and weeks who explain it this way. 29 electoral votes. And as one Republican strategist put it to me, if a candidate hits the right message in Florida, then it kind of unlocks not so much the Deep South, but it unlocks states like Georgia, North Carolina, and perhaps Texas, but more so Georgia and North Carolina. And as one strategist who talks to the Trump team regularly put it, if Florida falls off the board for Donald Trump, if it goes to Joe Biden, then that's game over, because he's probably also going to lose Georgia or North Carolina. And at that point, the math just isn't going to work for him, especially now that he's down so far in Wisconsin and it looks like he's so far down in Michigan. And picking someone like Val Demings, and again, she checks unique boxes. She was the Orlando police chief. So now you've got a woman of color who can talk to both the Black Lives Matter part of the party and those moderates who, or even some establishment Democrats who say the defund the police slogan, it was just poorly executed. And if you take it literally means take all the money from the police. And there are a lot of Democrats who disagree with that. And moderates and those Trump skeptical Republicans certainly don't agree with that. So somebody like Val Demings, who has had to deal with these issues in her then day job as police chief, and she's a Black woman and she's from Florida, boy, you can see how that would be very attractive to any Democratic candidate.
It's fascinating. And the other name I had finally was someone we have heard before of, it is Susan Rice, who of course more associated with the Obama administration.
Yes, this is my long shot candidate. If you're going to, if you're into betting and that kind of thing, you know, you could hedge your bet a little bit with Susan Rice. She was, Obama's last national security advisor. She was one of Obama's U.S. ambassadors to the United Nations. I've talked to Susan Rice. I've been in round tables that she did with reporters. I've been on calls with Susan Rice. I've watched her over the years testify. And I can tell you, she's very smart. She's very savvy. She knows Washington inside and out. And very importantly, in the final years of the Obama White House, she and the vice president they were neighbors in the West Wing. Their offices in the West Wing were, I think their suites were across the hall from each other. And they got to know each other really well. The Washington Post had a really smart story over the weekend about this. They became really chummy. He went to her for advice. He would get his daily intelligence briefing, and sometimes he would go talk to her immediately or as soon as he could. And he really came to trust her. They didn't always agree, but as President Trump reminds us, and President Obama did, and every president I've ever heard, you don't always agree with all of your advisors all the time. But he respects and he trusts Susan Rice. And I just want to underscore the reason she's my long shot is, again, Biden was such a teammate to Barack Obama. He is looking for that. He wants to pick a woman of color for all the reasons that we've discussed, but he also wants to pick someone who can be the last person in the room on every major decision, and he trusts that he's getting their honest, unvarnished opinion and advice. He may wonder if someone like Senator Harris is thinking about her own presidential chances. He likely would not have that problem with Susan Rice, who, she's been a career policy person inside and outside the government. She's never run for elected office, and she doesn't have that national appeal. That's a con, but a pro would be the trust factor and the respect factor. And if he feels confident about the polling data, he may surprise everyone and pick someone who can be kind of a co-president and that chief advisor that he was to Barack Obama.
Yeah, and it's interesting you mention about Kamala's own ambitions, because she's still a young woman. We assume that she'll want to have another go at that top mm-hmm. job.
Oh, yes.
Sometimes when the VP is being chosen, the parties may be thinking about who they can set up for the next election, someone who's still going to be around and, for 2024. But you're sort of implying that's probably not on Biden's radar.
I don't think so. The number one issue for Democrats in all these polls for months and months has been to defeat Donald Trump. And that's what Joe Biden has talked about in his campaign, really since it began. Of course, he's talking more and more about the policies he would pursue if he is elected. But that's been his number one message from the start, is to defeat Donald Trump. And it took a while. It took a while, but Democratic voters came around to that, and they're echoing him. They're telling pollsters that we just have to beat the incumbent. We have to get him out of there. And Joe Biden's talked about the Democratic field. I think if he does not seek a second term and he wins in November, I think the field would look a lot like it did this time if he picked someone like a Susan Rice. If he picked someone like a Val Demings or Kamala Harris, we haven't talked about Congresswoman Karen Bass from California, or even an Abrams or a Duckworth, I think the party would come around to those folks and kind of coalesce. I think there would probably be a primary challenge or two, but being vice president does go a long, long way.
Mm. Who are some of the prominent VPs who've gone on to be president themselves? I'm thinking of Nixon, Bush Sr.
Right, Nixon, Bush Sr. It didn't really work out that well. Al Gore almost did not quite get there. And, we could be looking at Joe Biden. But, that is certainly it's not a guarantee. Sometimes voters just want to change. And one thing, though, about being VP this time is really appealing to the black vote. And they're going to have a big say this time. And I think George W. Bush was able to capture that Reagan revolution, or enough of that Reagan revolution, to become president. And I think that's the idea here with Joe Biden, is to capture enough of that Obama coalition, pick off some of the Republican the Trump skeptical Republicans. And I think they're feeling pretty good that at least right now they're looking at a pretty wide victory. But I do see some of the polls narrowing just a bit in the last few weeks. So this thing, as Vice President Biden tweeted this morning, this thing is going to be a long fight, even from now, even the way the polls look. And President Trump, I've written it, we've all written it, he's really been in free fall. He might be pulling out of that a little bit. And I see some of the polls tightening just a bit. So this thing is not over yet. And Vice President Biden knows that.
Mm. And so that's why this choice, even though, you know, Biden may feel like he's got the party quite firmly behind him, this choice still really matters. And I've got an image in my head of him sort of sat there at a table looking at all these sort of pictures of these candidates or their sort of resumes and kind of, you know, you painted that excellent picture of sort of weighing up who had what attributes in this state or so on. And when we're kind of used to hearing about, you know, picking a candidate from a state that you need the vote from. But this seems so much more complex, particularly with the, you know, making sure it's a woman, particularly with the African-American element as well. It, you know, how much of a minefield is he going through to kind of pick the perfect one?
Yeah, that's a perfect description. I really do think you're right. I think Biden is kind of tiptoeing through a minefield. You know, they're talking to folks within the party. They're talking to kind of the power brokers. They're bouncing this or that off folks. This is something that's going to be thoroughly vetted. You know, there will be an attempt. We'll probably hear about an actual short list at some point next week. You know, they'll probably leak a short list. And that's just to make sure within the party, especially, that everybody's on board with, say, the three names that the campaign, I would suspect they'll put that short list out there, and they will hear from anyone in the party quickly, any prominent folks who disagree. But yeah, he is tiptoeing. He's trying to get this right. I think he's weighing those pressures against his own instincts to pick a partner. And I don't envy him. That seems like a very difficult mental exercise. But when you run for president, you have to be ready to do that.
Yeah. And one final thing I wanted to talk about, because obviously we're talking about Biden and the Democrats. Is it still a guarantee that Trump will keep Mike Pence as his running mate, as his VP?
Yeah, I think Mike Pence is going to stay on the ticket unless something drastic were to happen, or unless Mike Pence would come out and say, you know, President Trump really made some errors in the early fight, if we want to call it that, against the coronavirus. Mike Pence can go talk to parts of the Republican coalition, the evangelicals, and especially those more conservative religious conservatives, that Donald Trump, just for various reasons, it's not easy for him to talk to. And more importantly, Mike Pence can raise money from those folks in ways that they're not comfortable necessarily going to a big dollar Donald Trump fundraiser, but they would love to go to a Mike Pence fundraiser. So, yeah. And let's not forget, you know, there have been plenty of questionable things that have gone on in this presidency. Now, publicly, Mike Pence may look like he distanced himself, but Mike Pence knows where all the dirty laundry is. And dumping Mike Pence could cause Mike Pence, who's a very ambitious guy, despite kind of the vanilla veneer that he puts out there and the nice guy veneer. He's very ambitious. If Trump were to dump him off the ticket, he's got plenty of information that could show up in the New York Times, Washington Post, The Independent, anywhere, CNN, anywhere. He could do damage to Donald Trump instantly.
Yeah, Donald Trump making enemies. Who would think of such a thing?
Right.
I think that's all we've got time for today. Fascinating insights right there from the heart of Washington, John. So my sincere thank you to John T. Bennett.
Thank you.
If you're a new listener to Behind the Headlines, please subscribe on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Acast, or wherever else you listen. And if there are stories that you'd like to hear on the show, then please email us behindtheheadlines@independent.co.uk. You can also support this show and all the original journalism at The Independent by signing up as a supporter. Details of that are in the description of this podcast. I'm Ben Kelly. Thank you for listening. And until next time, goodbye.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
When you drive a vehicle so reliable it's backed by a 10-year, 100,000-mile limited warranty, you stop thinking about what you can't do and start doing what you never thought possible. Visit your local Kia dealer today to see what you're capable of in a vehicle that inspires confidence around every corner. Kia. Movement that inspires.
Call 800-333-4KIA for details. Always drive safely. Limited inventory available. Warranties include 10-year, 100,000-mile powertrain and 5-year, 60,000-mile basic. Warranties are limited. See retailer for details.